You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio as our newsmakers of the day this morning, two Lauries. Lauri Lehman, she is the vice president of the board of directors for the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance, and Lauri Livingston. And Lauri, we are going to get into your title very shortly, because yesterday at the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors meeting, you made a very special announcement. Let's tell the audience what that is. Lauri Livingston.
Well, I am happy that I am now the interim executive director of Tuolumne County Arts.
All right. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Lauri.
I'm a native Californian. I have been a teacher. I've worked in many different companies, organizations, in terms of doing websites, digital work. My background is in animation. So I've been in the arts my whole life.
And how important are the arts to Tuolumne County?
Well, if you bear with me, I've got 10 reasons to support the arts in California.
Go for it.
Okay. Arts improve individual well-being. Arts unify communities. Arts improve academic performance. Arts strengthen the economy. Arts drive tourism and revenue to local businesses. Arts spark creativity and innovation. Arts drive the creative industries. Arts have social impact. Arts improve healthcare. Arts for the health and well-being of our military.
This upcoming Saturday night is Second Saturday Arts Night in downtown Sonora. Wildly popular, as always. And Lauri Lehman, as you know, there is going to be an addition this Saturday night, specifically Poetry Out Loud. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, Poetry Out Loud is an event that has been going on in Tuolumne County for many years now. This year will include two high schools, Somerville and Sonora High School. Kids get together at their school level and learn to recite poetry from rote. And then they come and perform that up on stage. So they really gain a sense of self-esteem and accomplishment from this event. And if they do well at this one on Saturday night, then they have the ability to go forward to the state level and even to the national level.
The audience is invited to come see this?
Yes, anybody can come and sit and listen to the kids recite.
It's very inspiring.
And the place and the time for this?
This is from 4 to 7. It's in the Rose Room at the historic Sonora Inn.
Do you know how many participants there will be?
I think we have 10. Sometimes that changes right at the last minute. But Holly Britton, our coordinator, will give us that information. So far, I think there's about 10.
Does the poetry vary in length and subject?
It does. There actually is an anthology from which the students choose. So all the students nationally have the same anthology that they choose from. And I think they choose 4 poems. I think that's what they're doing over the process. Because as Lauri said, it is a national recitation contest.
Lauri Lehman, Friday Flicks was just held a couple of weeks ago. What is the next Friday Flicks going to be?
Hairspray is the next one. And we're talking about having a dance floor on the side so people can get up and enjoy the music.
February 28th at the Sonora Opera Hall for that next Friday Flicks.
Yeah.
Arts Alliance, Tuolumne County Arts Alliance, never rests, not even during the wintertime. In Focus Photography Competition and Sale is coming up. Is it going to take place in Columbia again?
It is. It's going to be in Angelo's Hall, and it's going to open on March 8th and run from the 8th to the 22nd.
And for those who are not familiar with this show, what is this all about?
Oh, so it's open to people all over California. They enter their images online. We have 3 judges that take a look at those images, and they select the top ones out of the submissions. So it is a juried contest, which makes the quality really great. Then everybody brings their photos in. The judges come and look at them live and in person, and they pick the winners from that.
And Lauri Livingston, I mean, you really are hitting the ground running. You just started the membership drive for Tuolumne County
Correct.
Arts Alliance yesterday.
Correct.
So tell us a little bit about the membership drive. What is the goal?
The goal is to raise operational funds. The goal is also to reintroduce ourselves to the community.
What are the calendar dates as far as the drive? When does this come to an end?
Well, February is National Arts Month, so we thought that would be a perfect opportunity to start our membership drive. So we're going to be doing it all of March, but of course, we will continue into the rest of the year as well. And on March 1st, We're going to have our first ever annual members-only party, an opportunity for all those people that joined us in February. But if you're not a member yet, you can become a member at the door. Come on in, meet other members, brainstorm about what programs we want to have. You know, we have some lofty goals for the future. We'd like to see a lecture series happen in Tuolumne County. We'd like to have museum trips. We're starting an arts and healing program with the hospital, and we want to do an arts programs for at-risk youth and vets.
All right.
So those are our goals, and so we'd love to have the community come and join us and help us to figure out how to make that happen.
Mm-hmm. And for more information, you're conveniently located in downtown Sonora. Where is that at?
It's actually in the historic Sonora Inn. We sort of have the corner, and it's 160 South Washington.
Hours of operation?
Most of the time, 10 to 4.
Okay. And a website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week is?
MyTuolumneCountyArts.org.
MyTuolumneCountyArts.org.
Correct.
Anything else before we wrap up the interview?
Come on down to Second Saturday for Poetry Out Loud. And also, they're going to be making Valentines in the Maker's Lab and all kinds of things.
It's going to be a very busy Second Saturday.
Final question, telephone number.
Oh, new telephone number, 209-770-9819.
770-9819.
That's
Lori
correct.
Lehman, she is the vice president of the board of directors for the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance, and Lori Livingston, new interim executive director for the Tuolumne County Arts Alliance. Nice to see both of you.
Thank you.